Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. We on episode number, I don't fucking know. But you know, that's actually really, really a good thing because it's been a month. We made it through a full month and the reviews are looking incredible. I see a lot of comments. I'm under a lot of comments. I'm checking a lot of comments. I'm excited, super excited for what this is becoming. You know what I'm saying? It's sparking debates. It's bringing hope back to people. And I'm truly, truly honored to be the face of that, to be the name of that, the Lost Lover himself. Like, it's honestly a blessing. So thank each and every one of you guys who's liked the page, subscribed to the page, commented on the page. We also offer memberships now. So there'll be members-only content that's available for those who, you know, purchase those memberships. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The merch is out, shipping very soon. I'm super excited about that. I've been doing all the packing work myself. You know, I really want to get in that room and take that picture with all the bags and merch around. I'm excited, man. It's been a long time coming. And I want to thank you to my brothers, to those who believed in me most, you know what I'm saying, for those who knew this was some sort of possible or obtainable or doable. So thank you to all those. Today's episode, you know, you may have seen the last episode. If you haven't, please go check it out. But it included my lovely parents, my mom and dad, who's been together for quite some time. They've been together my whole life. It's all I've known, but you kind of see where the idea of love was really shaped for real. And I'm blessed you get to see it. I'm blessed they was, you know, open and able enough to share with y'all. Me and my mother talk every day. She's a real raw, cut, straight to the point type person. And, you know, that's where I kind of get it from. That's where I've learned to see this world in a black or white perspective. And I'm blessed about that. Now, as y'all can see, my dad's real chill. He like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, that's my pops, you know what I'm saying? And I'm blessed to have them. They so different. My mother's such like this energy that like consumes the room, and my father just like this real chill dude. So I kind of got both sides of the coin. But my dad is really that passionate one, while my mom is really like that. She shares the same passion, but her passion is in like a love for all, while my dad's is like a love for his, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of got the best world both for that, too. So I'm honored. But this episode, y'all hear me speak on, you know, this idea of my wife and what I hope for her to be like. And, you know, but I've never really truly went in depth about it. You know, the idea of love for me was shaped at a very young age. I would listen to music, man. And this is letting y'all in because not a lot of people know this about me, but I got a Guilty Pleasures playlist. I got a couple playlists. And if y'all are interested in my playlist, I might start including a link at the bottom of the page. You know what I'm saying? Just so y'all can vibe with me, add some things, let me know how y'all feeling. My favorite playlist is called Feels Like a Head Rub because I feel like when you're getting a head rub from somebody you love, that's the most like peaceful place on the planet. There's nothing to disturb that. And I get my son head rubs to sleep, you know, because I know how it feels to me, so I can only imagine how it feels for him. But the name of the playlist is Feels Like a Head Rub, which was shaped some sort of in my last relationship, you know what I'm saying? That's really where that came from. Any relationship in general I've been in has really been a thing for me. Like, it's my thing. I don't know what's your thing, but that's my thing. Another playlist of mine is called Guilty Pleasures. And in this Guilty Pleasures playlist, it dives so deep because when I was younger, I used to listen to artists like Andy Grammer, Maroon 5, The Script, you know, just a bunch of artists who was really slept on when I was younger. If you know James Arthur, you know, it's him if you went back 10 years. You know, what song could I give you? If I was just to give you a song by, like, Andy Grammer, he got a song called The Biggest Man in Los Angeles, you know? Maroon 5, Misery. I am in misery, and there ain't nobody who can comfort me. Oh, yeah. But whatever the case is, I used to soak this music in, like One Republic and, you know, all of these different names and faces as a kid. This one, Pandora, was popping a lot for me. Like, Pandora was putting me up on game because I would listen to my favorite artists at the time. And then, I was a Jesse McCartney ass, beautiful soul ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong, at the same time, I was still listening to that Tupac, Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown. I was still listening to everything hip-hop because hip-hop, I adore hip-hop. But the way I shaped love was sort of in this pop realm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was... I remember being a kid, headphones in for hours, just soaking up this music. And I found, like, wedding songs in that. I was listening to what my pops would listen to when he take a shower. He was playing, like, that Tyrese and that Genuine and that... You know what I'm saying? That Tyrese got that... I must be crazy for not taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of man doesn't deserve a second chance? And he got like that Dave Hollister, one woman man, that Ruben Studdard, 2014. You know what I'm saying? Sorry for 2004. I'm talking about 2014. I was going to say 4-0 drive. But I'm sorry for 2004. You got that Fantasia, Truth Is, I Never Meant to Let You Go. You got that, you know what I'm saying? All of this music I was soaking in as a kid really built this, like, idea of what I imagined love was. So for me, everything I heard was everything I attempted to emulate. And within doing that, I was kind of like mapping out what loving somebody would be for me. I was just, you know, diving into it. And like y'all know, y'all seen the first story. Some of y'all might have seen the first episode. The original story, you know, a kid falling in love at such a young age. This is who was in my mind when I was making up all of this shit. This is who was in my mind when I was singing those love songs. Like, and just through music, I gained like this sense of understanding who I wanted to be as a man, understanding who I wanted to be as a father, understanding who I wanted to be, you know, in general. What I tell everybody, what I tell every man is like, you really want to understand the mind of a woman, listen to women artists. Like, go listen to more women artists. Like, as y'all may know, some of y'all may know, I am a big Her fan. Like, Her's music, oh, my God, it's incredible for me because I feel like she's giving me a narrative that I've, you know what I'm saying, fought so hard to dive into or understand when it comes to women. And a lot of it I relate to myself in terms of just wanting love. Like, somebody put me on recently to My Song by Her. Incredible song, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they got to play at my wedding one day. I feel like, you know, other wedding songs I got. Spend My Life With You by Eric Benet, you know what I'm saying? I got a bunch, man. I have a ton of wedding songs. But this ain't about the music. Y'all, this ain't that episode. But it all goes back to say that the identity of my wife was shaped when I was listening to these songs. What did I want in my wife? Who did I want her to be? What did I envision her to look like? You know, and the older I got, the more I realized, I don't know. The more I realized there's no one singular idea of who she can be. The possibilities are endless. It's open, you know. It's God's plan, like I told y'all. And with knowing that, it's really opened my mind to being receptive to who's in my face and what it means when somebody's in my face and how to value when someone's in my face. I am super big on quality time these days because I've been in situations where, you know, you may have been in a spot where, I'll give you an example. Last Saturday, I took my mother out to breakfast. My mother and my little sister, I took them out to breakfast. And we had this restaurant and I see this couple, they just had a baby probably 2 years old, something like that, walking little chocolate little baby. She was beautiful. And the baby just walks on up to my mother, arms out, just like this. And my mother picks up, and my mother got this thing because she chocolate. She like, you know how that kind of go. But the thing about it is, So the baby walks up to my mother, arms out, and I'm just sitting there in that seat like, I wonder if they know how valuable this moment that they living in is right now. Like, I truly wonder, and you know me, I'm not a quiet person. I will get up and say it. So the first thing I said to them was like, I don't know if y'all know it, but value this moment y'all living in. And I literally got goosebumps while I was telling them this because I've been in that moment before where we sitting at a table and we not necessarily paying each other attention or learning each other. We all in our phones and we might be into it at the time over some shit we ain't even gonna remember. You know what I'm saying? Half the time people get into it and don't remember what they was into about a month later. But all you remember is that quiet moment y'all was spending. And I truly wanted them to know, like, how valuable this moment was for them. And not only just them, for that baby. Like, that baby's going to grow up one day, and hopefully y'all can keep that love alive for this child. And because the whole point in all of this started because I want men and women, like I said in the first video, to never end up in a place I've, you know, wound up in. To never end up in like some broken home ordeal or like some ordeal you gotta refine yourself in the midst of trying to raise a child. Like, that's a very, very hard thing to do. And not a lot of people know that. But so I was stressing to them, like, I don't know. I was cracking jokes and shit too, but I don't know, man. Y'all better go home and I said, make another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, get straight to it. But, you know, I'm super, super passionate about this concept of love, but it's always been like that since a child. But it's not just love for my wife or love for my child, it's love for everybody. Like, I try to give love everywhere I go. I try to take any moment to make one person feel special. You know, that's really my thing. That's really what I adore doing more than anything else. But I say all of that to say, this idea of my wife, I've structure who I'm trying to be as a man for that idea of her, to be worthy of her. Like, I don't even know what she is. I don't know what she looked like. I don't know what she do for a living. But to be worthy of her, I know I have to be a hell of a man. Because if I'm going to propose to this young lady, she's a hell of a young lady. You know what I'm saying? Or an older woman. I don't truly know. You know, I don't put nothing on anything. But I have to be a hell of a person to receive that blessing. So I've been going out of my way, doing a self-work, trying to figure that out. And it's led me to a couple point or a couple valid ideas in saying, one, I don't know who she is. And saying, two, I got to be open and receptive enough to receive her in terms of, three, I really can't have placeholders. You know what I'm saying? I really can't have people in my life that I'm really not interested in and I'm really just trying to, you know, make it work. No, ain't none of that. Because you might be in the way of my person coming along and I don't want that. But I don't know, man. I've always envisioned my marriage to be as over the top as some young lady would want it. I've always envisioned my marriage to be like, people ask me like, what color you gonna wear? Whatever my wife want. They be like, you know, what this gonna happen, whatever my wife want. I only got a couple requests. I'm a very simple man. All I ask is that we could do karaoke at the wedding, like, or the reception. You know what I'm saying? Like, allow my family to get on the mic for a karaoke. That's our shit. You know what I'm saying? We funny ass people. And that'll be a funny ass moment just for the family to enjoy. I don't want my wedding to feel just good for me. This is an event for all of us. We all been waiting on this for a very long time. And, you know, anybody just to get married in the family, not me, not just me, but anybody to get married in the family. We're going to act a fool at the funeral. That's who we are as people. You know what I'm saying? All I ask is that my wife, you know, receives my son in like her own. Like, that's really big for me. Like, I envision like my lady being pregnant and she laying on me sleep, Logan laying on the other side, other shoulder sleep. You know what I'm saying? And we waiting on another blessing. You know what I'm saying? That's really it for me. Like, that's what I want type shit. And, you know, it's beautiful to see so many people out there that want the same. It's beautiful to see so many people out there with, you know, similar ideas or similar headspaces or, Like, you never know how big a community is until you, like, join the club. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I can actually, you know, jump off the porch into the club to say we're here. Like, we on Clubhouse and we having beautiful conversations every Monday. You know, so, like, we doing this podcast so people can, like, believe in love again. I'm online giving just my opinions, my perspectives, my do's and don'ts so people understand, you know, and learn from my mistakes. You know, whether they my mistakes or my correct actions. I want you to learn from it all so you're never in that place. So it's like, you know, it's a here and that thing, but I just... That was the whole point of starting up all this, so people could find a space. But in terms of my wife, man, I don't put anything on her. I don't put a face on her. I don't put a name on her, except Miss Wiley, you know. And that's even if she want to hyphenate that shit, baby, you do what you got to do. As long as you got that ring on and you saying I'm yours, like, that's all that matter to me. Like, people be like, so... Can your wife do this? Can your wife do that? Can she be this tall? Can she look like this? Can she already have kids? Mama, listen, whoever you are, if you perfect for me, that's what God told me already. Like, we locked in, ain't no switching up. You feel me? And there's no closed doors to that. Like, there's nothing, you know, That's really gonna get in the way of that. The only thing is, like, I ask if someone comes along and they're a mother, just be the same, you know, energy or effort as a parent that I am, because I go hard for mine. Which meaning, if we have more, you got to go hard for them too. And you know, I will gladly receive mine in, like, receive theirs in, like someone wants to receive mine, because I know I come with something. I come with someone, but that's a package deal. Ain't no separating that. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's my baby boy. You know, I'm actually supposed to be cuddling with him right now. And, I'm a trying man. And as long as you there to try with me, that's all that matter. Like, don't give up on me. Like, let's make it work. We can figure it out. I do not want, and I can't stress this enough, out of a relationship, I do not want to argue. I do not want to go back and forth about the particulars. Baby, what's on your mind? Let's get to the bottom of this. How are you feeling? What do you want me to walk away from this knowing so I could do better going forward? I'm on that same type of time. Baby, this is what it is. You said this like this, and I didn't necessarily, you know, appreciate the tone of voice. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real healthy arguments, real healthy back and forths, because, mama, I can't afford to waste no more time. We supposed to be living in some beauty, you know? Like, let's get to that point to where everything's beautiful and peaceful and joyous. I don't want a relationship filled with, like, arguments or turmoil, because when I think back on past relationships, it was so much wasted time. So much wasted time because we could never just see each other point. So much wasted time because, you know, it just, maybe it wasn't meant to work. Maybe that's why it was wasted time. I don't know, but, you know, when you start to reflect on those good moments, the wasted space always come and clothesline it. And it's like, damn, did we really do anything? And I don't want that out of my next relationship. People ask me why I'm still single now. I'm single because I'm selective. You know, you should be single and selective. Right now, I don't have to, you know, be on anyone else's time. And until I have that time to be on someone else's time, I don't want to receive anybody in that is not going to be considerate of what I do have going on. I'm a pretty busy guy, but I try to be a pretty busy guy because I have a son that I'm working for something. I have a son that I'm working on something for. This is all for him. Everything's for him, you know, and I'm blessed because a month in this podcast has already accumulated 3,000 subscribers. And that may not seem like a big deal to most people, but if you tried to make a YouTube channel before, you know how big of a deal that is. If you try to, you know, get people to buy into you, you know that ain't a little deal. That's a big deal. So the fact of each and every person on here buying into me and listening to my voice every Monday or every checking a video out every Friday or liking and leaving a comment or saying something to me for me to respond back to. People don't believe I check these DMs, but I do. I be responding back to some people. You know what I'm saying? I do as much as I can, but I do. You know, and I might not get to yours right away, but forgive me, God, I'm trying. I promise you, I'm trying. Don't yell at me, mama, please. You know, but let me give a few pointers to my wife that you must know about your future husband here. Very, very passionate man. And I say that in terms of things that I am dream-oriented about. And also things that I love, like, I will go above and beyond for you. I'll fight the world just to secure you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this will probably be the most Martin and Gina relationship you've ever seen. And I ain't talking about season 5. I'm talking about season 1 through 4. I ain't talking about before they broke up and I ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's season 1 through 4 when it was, you go, girl. You know what I'm saying? That actually took me to, you're bad and you know it. Some niggas save hoes. I'm not that heroic. That's cold. It ain't me, but that's J. Cole. But, you know, I'm fortunate. I'm blessed to be receiving blessings. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us...
or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
From people who chose to buy me, but mama, let me tell you what they expect. Let me get back to it. Expect an extremely passionate man. Extremely. I ain't showered shit. So, you know, expect a pretty loud lover. Expect a hell of a father. Like, your children are going to have a hell of a father. And I'm a trying father. I try. I give it my best. You know, when me and Logan went to Disney World, that was probably one of the most... I shed a tear. Like, I shed tears for real. Like, not like pouring down, but like, we went to Magic Kingdom, and we was in a park, and he had ended up falling asleep in the park probably like 6 o'clock. And I'm carrying my baby around, and this is a 4-year-old. This is a pretty big 4-year-old. I don't know if y'all ever seen Logan, but he's actually pretty big. And I'm carrying him around his park. I'm in all the indoor attractions now. And, you know, it said it was going to rain all day. It didn't say that when we bought them tickets, but it said it was going to rain all day. By the grace of God, we woke up that morning and rain was completely off the forecast. We went. I ain't denying him on anything. He got everything he wanted. He was having such a ball. But when he went to sleep and then woke up, he thought it was a whole different day. And he's like, oh, Daddy, we back at Disney World? I said, yeah, we back, boy. Yeah, we back. You know, and he was still a little tired, but he was on my back. The fireworks came, and we standing out there in front of the castle, and this is my first time ever seeing this. So, like, my inner child was, like, satisfied by seeing this, but I'm actually, like, shedding maybe 2-3 tears, you know, 2-3 as I'm holding my baby, and we looking up at this, like, castle light up. Like, that was a thing for me. That was, like, one of my top five parental experiences of all time. And I can't wait to make more, you know? Like, Logan first boys game was incredible for me. So, moral of that story, mama, expect a super trying father. Expect a goal-oriented man. Expect someone who will give you all he got financially, energetically, poetically. I'm just making up shit at this point. Expect it all. What else can I tell you? Expect a super family oriented person. Like, expect someone who needs his family in his life, whose family is 90% of his, you know, happiness. Expect that. What else can I tell you? Expect a nigga you gonna have to hold on to at night. Whether you big spoon or little spoon, my man. Sometimes I like to be the little spoon. So, you know, prepare yourself for that. But expect that. Expect me having to touch you in order to fall asleep. My son lay with me every night, and you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed about it. Like, it's this song called Ben Rector, by Ben Rector. I don't know if y'all know it, but it's called I'm Living My Best Life. And one of the lines is, every time it come on, it give me chills, but he be like, I'm living my best life. I lay next to my best friend every night. Like, and it gives me like a, like I've never been, I ain't gonna say never, but to find happiness and then find like joy within happiness and little points of it, I ain't never been that happy before. But in that same note of expecting a passionate man, expect a man who's super in tune with his emotions. So when he's sad, he'll be able to tell you what he's sad about. A lot of that also came from music. That guy, Ben Rector, I was telling you about, he sing a song called When a Heart Breaks. And I remember like healing from my last relationship, and I was actually like in a car type shit on my way to like my job at the time or whatever. And I'm driving and that song When a Heart Breaks comes on. He goes, I just need someone who can help me get some sleep. Who can help me get some sleep. This isn't easy. This isn't clear. But you don't need Jesus till you're here. But he sings about when a heart breaks. And that line right there, I just need someone who can help me get some sleep. I have been like sleepless for months, man. I'm talking about sleepless for months. And, you know, it was partially because I had to see past the relationship and see past the family and see past what I always thought was the goal. And I was sleepless. And that's all I really wanted. All I really wanted was somebody who can like help me get some sleep at night. Like, I just wanted to lay down and get a good night's sleep. Like, can I cuddle? God damn. And then I found that in my son, you know. And he was the one to help me get some sleep. Like, I throw his little leg over mine, you know, when I can't sleep. But your husband will be very in tune with his emotions, whether it's the good ones or the bad ones. So he'll be able to tell you exactly how he feels. But even as a kid, I was singing about heartbreak, you know. I remember being in like third grade, and this girl at the time, her name was Alexis. She ended up like transferring out of the school before like graduation or whatever. But she picked my homie Keontae over me on Valentine's Day, you know, and I remember being in the back of my mama and daddy, like Pathfinder, crying my eyes out to You Got It Bad. No, I was singing, was it Let It Burn or You Got It Bad? It was You Got It Bad. When you're on the phone, hang up. No, it was Let It Burn. Let It Burn, yeah. Yeah, it was Let It Burn. I was in that bitch. Same thing you ain't supposed to. Got somebody here, but I want you. The feeling ain't the same. Got a chill, got a nerd, your name. Tell me, fella, do you understand? I was in the back of the car. Oh, the fella, do you feel my pain? And the thing about it was, like, she you remember in grammar school where they would get a candy out, but it always came like the pack, you could write to and from on that? She wrote to Keontae from Yo Valentine. Crush me. Crush me. Mama, listen, if you my wife, understand I ain't never gonna get over that. No. But she as a kid, I mean, you know, I was gut-wrenching. That was a punch. I remember singing years later, being hooked on that Mario, how could you let somebody lay where I laid? How could you give him everything that we made? How can you call him all the things that you used to call me? How could you? But whatever the case was, expect a very emotionally in tune man. Expect a very musical man. Like, it's going to be some music being played around the crib. What else can I tell you? Expect, you don't have to expect an insecure man. I'm not an insecure man. But I like to tell people is anybody can be made insecure through lies, through cheating, through deception. You could become that, you know. I'm not that though. You know, and I know when your love does come along, it's not gonna lead me down that path, and I'm not gonna lead you down that path because we're gonna, you know, come out the gate with transparency and understanding that we safe, like we good, we got each other. But expect a man who's like, you do you, mama, wear what you wanna wear, you know, as long as it's respectful to, you know, to the people around, like my grandma around, baby, don't put the hoochie mamas on, like. Let me pull them off you at the crib. Like, my grandma don't need to see the hoochie mamas, you know? Like, we could work. Come on, we could. It's us. We could work something out. But what else can I tell you? I'm trying to think of the big ones. Like, expect a man who's going to do everything in his power to make sure you don't have to work every day for the rest of your life. You don't have to work at all if you choose not to. You know, that's the man I'm trying to be. That's the man I'm aiming towards. That's the man I'm becoming. And I see it, and I'm blessed, and I'm honored, and I'm grateful. Everybody tell me it's this light or this aura. But I be like, you know, I set them lights up. Like, y'all, like. But no, I'm blessed. I ain't gonna lie. You may have to come out with some shows, to some shows, mama. You may have to travel the world with me. You may have to. I ain't gonna say may have to. You got to, baby. You got to get out the crib for me. Like, let's go. Let's. I told you that Disney World date is a must, you know? But what else can I tell you to expect? Expect a man who wants a daughter. So what we doing? You know, like, what we doing? Like, how we doing it? You know? And everything they say is necessary to make a daughter, I'm doing it all. I'm lighting the candles. They say you got to eat enough before you have, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be well-fed, stuffed. I'm going to stuff you again. No, I quit. Everything that needs to happen in order to make that happen, if it got to be a relaxed state, baby, this is going to be the most relaxed state you've ever been in. I want a daughter in this lifetime, and I'm going to get a daughter in this lifetime. And hopefully she resembles that same young lady I fell in love with. That'll be a blessing. Two little mini, I got a mini me, and then I get a mini her. Oh, this is lit. This is shit right here. Expect a big movie guy. I'm big on movies. Expect, like, baby, just expect everything you've ever desired in this man right here. Because if I'm not, I'm going to try to become. And that's the concept of love for me. That's what love is shaped around. I hope you like rom-coms just as much as I like rom-coms. I hope you like scary movies and Marvel movies and, you know, whatever other things in the world just as much as I do. Whatever we share, expect some concerts. Like, let's go get drunk and go see goddamn Chris Brown somewhere. Like, let's just have a ball. Like, I'm down to have a ball, and I hope you ready to have fun, too. I am praying for you every night. I put you in there. I slip you in there, even though I don't even know who you are. I'm manifesting you. I'm creating a life that you'll be content with when you meet me. And, yeah, I just wanted to get on here and share this episode that, like, really sums up the idea of what I envision you to be and all that I hope you are. So, you know, I'm super looking forward to meeting you. But if I met you already, I'm super looking forward to making it a thing. Because I know we're going to be good for each other, sugar mama. You know, you're going to be my Trudy Proud. You're going to be my Gina Payne. You're going to be my Rudy Huxtable. You're going to be my, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be everything, and I envision, I pray to God daily that I can be that man you need in that same light. I just want people to know that love is love. Like, we speak in it every day. It's out there. It's genuine. It's beautiful. It's attainable. And everybody who believes, like, you know, you're too far gone from it, you're never too far gone from it. It will always be right where you need to grab it, right where you need to meet it, right where you need to, you know, and it'll come. Patience is key. I ain't scared a little bit. I'm 27 years old now. Mama, I can wait. I've been patient this long. I can wait. You know? But don't make me wait too long. Don't make me wait too long, please. I ain't got that much weight up in me. I can wait, though, but I ain't got that much weight up in me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But love is real, love is attainable, love is out there, and you witnessing and speaking it and listening to it every day, every time you check out this Lost Lover Boy podcast, share this to a friend so they can, you know, get that love back in them. Leave a comment so I can reply to you. We got to have a conversation. Join the membership. It's going to be some exclusive content on there. Everybody asking for, like, fitness content and vlogs and, you know, the memberships will be a little more personal because they'll help me dictate what media comes next. I can't have that from everyone. The merchandise, can't wait till y'all get it. The packaging says, this is the package you've been waiting for. And it's pink, and I picked it just for you guys. For the males, y'all got a blue one coming. There's more items that'll be in stock. I'm actually doing another shipment and re-ing up for everybody else who wants something. I look forward to all we have going on. I plan on making 2024 one of the best years of my life. And Mrs. Whiteley, if I meet you in 2024, I hope your Christmas this year was great. I hope you're ready for me just as bad as I'm ready for you. And we're going to get there, you know? I want to thank everybody who's shown so much love and so much appreciation for just this platform and this podcast. Y'all got us over 3,000 followers. Y'all got us over 100,000 views. Y'all got us over, you know, everything that's came with it up until this point. And I am fortunate for you guys. To all the lovers out there, I'm trying to do more special things for you guys. Like, we was on Clubhouse and they was talking about doing a Lost Lovers retreat, you know? Going out, maybe in like a snow cabin or something like that, renting a big-ass cabin and doing a damn thing, you know? I was actually talking about throwing a show in February. And with the show, I'm thinking that same weekend we have a speed dating event, like a Lost Lovers speed dating event. Bring some men, bring some women out, and, you know, they hit the table. Everybody telling me not to be in it. I really, really, really want to be in it, though. But everybody telling me not to be in it because I feel like it taints the idea of other men being in it because y'all kind of know me so well. But damn, I had some good pickup lines. Man, shit. I was going to be at the table as soon as motherfucker sat down. Girl, I've been waiting on you all night. You know what I'm saying? Just on some playful shit, but I want the people to get the most out of the event. I think that same weekend, I'm actually doing like a packaging thing for food for those in need at this food shelter. So there's a lot going on that weekend, man. A lot of beautiful things, and whatever you can make it to, I hope to see y'all beautiful faces. I think January, I'm going to release the tickets and shit for that. Whether you driving here, flying here, crawling here, however you getting here, please reach out to me and let me know if you'd like to come. If y'all would like these events to happen, I may do a poll to see if people want that speed dating event. I may do a poll to see if people want the retreat. And I really, really am loving the love that you guys give me on a day-to-day basis. I'm overly grateful. Y'all doing something big for me. Y'all doing something big for my son, my family in general. I got a show coming up. I got two shows coming up, like, really, really soon. That's the 16th of December and the 18th of December. If you're in town that weekend, you know, please feel free to slide out. It's going to be an event. Anytime I get to touch your microphone, I'm blessed. Super, super blessed. I look forward to them both. One's the creative Mistletoe. That event is going to be beautiful. Another one is a poetry event that I was asked to be a part of. I'm actually doing some music, so please come out, hear the story. I'm going to be talking. I really, really look forward to it. I just want to let you guys know again, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for being a lover as you are. Thank you for having the heart you guys do. And peace out.